In a world increasingly fractured by racial tensions and cultural divides, Gracism offers a revolutionary framework for healing our broken relationships. This concept, extending positive favor to others because of, not despite, their differences, has resonated with everyone from corporate leaders to celebrities like Denzel Washington. While movements like Black Lives Matter address racial injustice through protest, Gracism provides a faith-based alternative focused on positive action rather than reaction. The beauty of this approach lies in its practicality. It doesn't just identify problems, but offers spiritual solutions anyone can apply. At its core, Gracism transforms racism's negative energy into a positive force for inclusion by putting God, the G, at the center of our response to human division. We all carry dots, visible or invisible markers, that make us feel different. In a revealing social experiment, people with dots painted on their faces believed interviewers were staring at their marks, even those who unknowingly received invisible dots. This shows how our insecurities shape our perceptions, whether about race, gender, weight, or other distinctions. America's history of racial division continues to affect us today. While overt prejudice has decreased, many remain unaware of embedded biases. I recently consulted for a corporation where a white employee placed a cotton plant on a black colleague's desk and told her to pick it, later claiming it was just a joke. What disturbed her most was that after 10 years with the company, someone felt comfortable making such a comment in her workplace. Meanwhile, many white Americans feel misjudged in our multicultural society, accused of racism before even speaking. As America diversifies, some who once felt in now feel out. The reality is that racism isn't exclusive to any race. It's a sin problem, not just a skin problem. I've witnessed prejudice flowing between various ethnic groups. In America, everyone carries some dot of distinction that can trigger discrimination. The challenge is preventing formerly marginalized groups from becoming new oppressors as social dynamics shift. There must be a better answer than perpetuating cycles of discrimination, and that answer is Gracism. Gracism combines racism, negative treatment based on color, class, or culture, with grace, God's unmerited favor. It means extending positive favor to others regardless of, and sometimes because of, their color, class, or culture. Unlike favoritism, which privileges few while neglecting many, favor showers extra grace on some while loving all. Christianity's inclusive nature makes it possible to extend favor without unfair favoritism. Implementing Gracism requires addressing both official policies and unofficial practices that perpetuate exclusion. Like water flowing through pipes after the main valve is shut, systemic racism persists through ingrained patterns. Leaders must change written policies and drain the residual accumulation of favoritism from institutional systems. When extending favor to specific groups, it might appear exclusive to others. The phrase "Black Lives Matter" triggered "All Lives Matter" responses that missed the point. Like a stubbed toe needing immediate attention without diminishing other body parts, Black Lives Matter acknowledges specific pain requiring focused healing. African Americans have suffered not from accidental stubbing, but from systemic forces intentionally crushing them. Addressing these injuries allows all to walk without constant pain. This is Gracism in action. Inclusion makes demographic sense as America rapidly diversifies. By 2045, racial and ethnic minorities will comprise nearly half the population. Non-Hispanic whites decreased from 76% in 1990 to 57.8% by 2020, while multiracial identification increased 500% between 2000 and 2020. These statistics represent real people in our neighborhoods and workplaces. The Apostle Paul's teaching in 1 Corinthians 12 provides a biblical foundation for Gracism. When read with fresh eyes, his famous body metaphor takes on profound implications for racial and cultural interdependence. Those who may feel unpresentable or weaker must be specially honored, with no one left on the fringes regardless of background. At Bridgeway Community Church, we've rearranged services, stage designs, and staff positions with an eye toward cultural diversity. A gracist recognizes diversity's beauty and works diligently to ensure it's celebrated, believing everyone brings value. Gracists refuse to settle for unicultural segregation, constantly asking, why aren't different people coming? What's keeping them away? What are we missing without their presence? After George Floyd's murder in 2020, many church leaders who had been silent on racial issues could no longer remain quiet. While some quickly returned to business as usual, others maintained their commitment to bridge building across racial lines. Real change requires a plan, mutual support, action, patience, and spiritual guidance. Drawing from 1 Corinthians 12:22-26, I've identified 7 powerful phrases that transform abstract principles into daily actions. I will lift you up means giving special honor to those often overlooked, elevating silenced voices, or supporting entrepreneurs facing barriers due to their background. I will cover you focuses on protecting others' dignity rather than exposing vulnerabilities. When we have power to criticize another group, we should power down and cover them with compassion. I will share with you means refusing special treatment that separates us from community. Gracists prioritize togetherness over personal comfort, like my friend who chose economy class rather than enjoying business class alone. I will honor you challenges merit-based systems by giving greater recognition to those who typically receive less through service, speech, social media, resource stewardship, and simply sitting with those who feel invisible. I will stand with you acknowledges God's hatred of division among believers. This might mean physically showing up during crises, as when my team traveled to Ukraine's border to support war refugees. I will consider you reflects Paul's call for equal concern among believers. The Good Samaritan demonstrated this through his merciful heart, shepherding actions, and financial generosity towards someone culturally different. I will heal with you means walking alongside others in their pain, even when we disagree with their perspectives. This empathetic suffering may be our missing bridge-building tool during times of extreme social unrest. Gracism becomes real when we move from abstract concepts to daily actions. An African proverb captures the essence of bridge-building. When I saw him from afar, I thought he was a monster. When he got closer, I thought he was just an animal. When he got closer, I recognized that he was a human. When we were face to face, I realized that he was my brother. Distance demonizes, but proximity humanizes. To begin your gracist journey, first receive God's grace in your own life. Then reach across dividing lines by purposefully connecting with someone different from yourself. Educate yourself about others' experiences and intentionally build relationships across cultural boundaries. In our fractured world, gracism offers hope for genuine healing. By extending favor to others because of their differences rather than despite them, we create communities where everyone truly belongs. The path isn't easy. It requires vulnerability, humility, and persistent effort. But the alternative is continued division that diminishes us all. When we embrace gracism, we don't just improve society. We reflect the heart of God who sees, values, and honors every person, regardless of their dots.